Would you rather Thanksgiving edition?
Welcome to the Rathercast, where this month and every month we present to you family-friendly Would You Rather questions. We debate our answers and invite you to do the same with your friends and family. This month, for the month of November, we have a handful, a grab basket of Thanksgiving-themed, autumn-themed questions that we hope you will enjoy. We pulled these questions from Elodin. Where did we pull these questions from?
From Minds in Bloom.
MindsInBloom.com, I think. I think that's where we got them.
Minds in Bloom said, these are our best would-you-rather questions for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's perfect. Because lately, to be honest, we've been outsourcing our would-you-rather questions to the artificial intelligence. And its results are somewhat varied and often repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, these ones look repetitive too.
Well, maybe. But you know, what's funny is that Minds in Bloom probably also outsourced their questions to the artificial intelligence.
Sure they did.
there's no original.
Maybe they read them though first.
There's no original thoughts anymore. It's all artificial. But we'll see what happens. I have not. I glanced through these, but the boys are going to present the questions, and we're all going to make. I was listening to last episode. We didn't all answer every time, so we have to make sure that we all file our official answer on every question.
Okay.
It's not just about me, because it's like you guys, it's almost like you're asking me the questions, but it's the questions are for all of us. So let's make sure we all get in there.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go.
Would you rather have to cook the entire Thanksgiving meal or have to clean up and do the dishes for the entire Thanksgiving meal?
Ooh.
I would definitely like to cook the meal.
Yeah, cooking.
I bake. Wait. I would do the dishes if it's an industrial kitchen.
He's got stipulations because those industrial kitchens, they go fast.
Yeah.
And they're fun to use, kind of.
They're kind of, the 1 minute dishwashers are cool.
The big metal door. Yeah, those are neat. If you've never been in an industrial kitchen or like a restaurant kitchen.
If you've ever been in a school cafeteria kitchen, they typically have.
Yeah, big stainless steel, big metal door. Yeah. You fill up the racks, it like blasts them for like 15, yeah, it's so fast. I think I'd rather cook because
I would cook. Same.
Because then you eat and you're like, oh, I'm so tired. I just want to take a nap. I don't want to clean now.
Yeah. And also, so, the Thanksgiving is probably not going to be in an industrial kitchen.
That's true. Probably not.
If it is, I don't recommend cooking because
yeah, that would mean you have had to cook for a lot. Elodin, what are you thinking?
I'm definitely thinking cooking.
Cooking. All right. Cook.
What Ender just said, it's probably not going to be true, is probably true unless you're doing this one side of this next question.
Oh, Elodin parlayed into the next question. Go for
it. Would you rather get to lead the Thanksgiving Day parade or get to eat Thanksgiving dinner in the White House with the president?
Oh, lead the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Thanksgiving Day parade. I don't need to meet.
I need to meet the president in
really?
The White House.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But, I mean, he's real old. He might just fall fall asleep at dinner.
He probably would.
But at least I get to meet the president.
But the Thanksgiving Day parade's famous. It's, like, got the best floaty things. It's a huge deal. It's, like...
It is. Thanksgiving Day
yeah,
parade.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get to see the back floaties.
But
yeah.
You would get to have a microphone.
Oh yeah, because you're leading it. You're like, wait, why would you have a microphone?
I don't know.
Happy to talk to the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You would be on a float with speakers.
I see. So I think we agreed that we were all gonna. Wait a minute. Did we agree? Were we all gonna lead the parade?
Yeah.
Except I'm going.
Oh, you're going. Okay. So you can report back on the president. See if he makes it through dinner, and we'll tell you how the parade goes. Deal. And your next question.
Would you rather have to eat only cranberry sauce for a day or have to eat only gravy for a day. So those are both very Thanksgiving foods.
Yes, cranberry sauce.
Heck yeah, gravy.
Cranberry sauce. I would sugary. I think
do
I'm
gravy because it can have protein in it.
Yeah, I need that protein.
Like sausage gravy. Like, there's a lot of types of gravy.
Because they're like biscuits and gravy.
That's no, but they're saying you only eat gravy.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be having gravy by the mugful. That's what I'm gonna be. And I like cranberry sauce. Although you know what's funny is that like the good cranberry sauce that has real whole cranberries in it, not what I like. I like the stuff that that comes out of the can that still has the ring shapes from the can on it, and yeah. And you hold it upside down, and it goes.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. That's what I grew up with is cranberry sauce. I had like proper cranberry sauce with whole cranberries when I got older, and I was like, "What is this?"
Anyway, cranberry sauce.
Yeah, real. It turns out that's real cranberry sauce. Elodin, next question, please.
You basically
would
eat
you
sugar.
Rather
exactly.
Also, I'd eat gravy. I already explained.
Oh, you said gravy?
Yeah.
Gravy. We were gravy. Yeah. Gravy. We're on the gravy train, people. Let's go.
Would you rather have to eat turkey for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week after Thanksgiving, or have to wear a pilgrim costume?
A pilgrim.
Pilgrim costume to school for a week after Thanksgiving.
Oh, so you're eating nothing but turkey every day, all day, or you have to dress like a pilgrim for a week.
Pilgrim. I'd get away with that at ACMA.
At your school, you go to the art school. Yeah, you'd be fine dressing up as a pilgrim.
Yeah.
I'd much rather. Yeah, you'll be fine. They'll be like, he's just, he's into that.
Mine in art school, though, so they kind of encourage
They expect people to dress up all the time. Yeah, I'm dressing up as a pilgrim. I like turkey, but that's too much turkey. I'm going to be tired all the time. That's what they say about turkey. It has high amounts of tryptophan. Makes you tired. I don't know if that's actually true, but that's what they say. Oh, you're tired right now. I just mentioned the word tired, and your yawns are coming on. So we're all we're all agreed on that one. Pilgrim.
This next
drinking
one.
Gravy all day.
Okay. Would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner at 10 a.m. or eat Thanksgiving dinner at 10 p.m.?
Oh, this is easy for me. I'd rather eat Thanksgiving dinner from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m.
it's 12 hours.
It's a nonstop eating kind of day. That's what I'm talking about.
10 a.m.? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's 10 a.m. probably.
10 a.m. Yeah, it's 10 p.m. is too late. You did not eat all day? That's too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're all agreed on that. And Elodin, hit me with your next question and say it into the microphone.
Would you rather wash your hair with mashed potatoes or have to take a bath in gravy?
Wash your hair with mashed potatoes.
That's easy for Daddy.
Wash my hair with mashed potatoes. It sounds quicker.
Yeah, I'm quite bald, so I think that's going to be easy for me.
Yeah, you have to wash your beard.
Wait a minute, bath and gravy?
Yeah.
What if the natural like fats from the gravy and the proteins are really good for your skin? You might feel refreshed. That could be like a spa treatment. Gravy bath. Yeah, I think we're all agreed that we're going to wash our hair with mashed potatoes.
No, I'm not, because my hair is a little bit longer than...
So you're going to do a gravy bath?
What if I said that when you're in the gravy bath, you have to dunk your hair?
Ooh. Wait a minute. Can one of us has to do the gravy bath so that we can get together and eat the mashed potatoes and gravy.
It doesn't specify if I have to get my full body in. So it's just a gravy bath for my feet.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, a foot bath? Gravy bath?
It says a bath.
It says a bath, and it is a foot bath.
All right. He's out on a technicality with just his feet in the gravy, I guess. So we'll go with that. Ender, you got another question for us?
Yeah, my next one is, would you rather have to write a 5-paragraph essay on what you are thankful for or have to solve a page of Thanksgiving-themed word problems?
5 paragraphs?
That's a long essay.
Oh my gosh, how can I possibly be grateful for 5 whole paragraphs? I think that sounds delightful.
5 paragraphs.
In fact, you've both been assigned a 5-paragraph essay. About specifically what you're grateful about your dad. That's specifically the topic.
Never
and your homework
gonna do that.
Your homework is due on Thanksgiving, and you have to read it in front of everyone. Thank you.
That was weird. I have enough homework already.
The five paragraph essay sounds fine.
I mean, it's nothing
fine,
like 12 hours on the Saturday.
Oh my gosh. The 12 hours of homework on a Saturday? What's the other option?
Thanksgiving themed word problems.
Oh, that sounds delightful. I love a good word problem. We'll do them together. Eladin, what are you picking? Essay?
Word problem.
Oh, darn it.
I'm not doing no essay about you. That's not much.
Oh, it's not five paragraphs worth? Oh, fair enough. I think it's your turn to read a question.
It is. Would you rather eat your entire Thanksgiving dinner with no eating utensils or have to sit at the table in your swimsuit and pilgrim hat?
Oh, so I either have to eat with just my hands, or does that mean, or do my hands count as utensils? Do I have to eat with my face?
Your hands count.
Hands count. Hands do count.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to eat like off the plate like a dog. I'd still rather do that than sit there in my swimsuit.
My pilgrim.
Why is sitting there in your swimsuit so bad?
Because I'm embarrassed.
Oh.
About my weight gain. I don't know. I guess I could go either way on that one. That's not so bad.
Because that's disgusting.
If the swimsuit is wet with chlorine, then I choose the other one. But otherwise, if the swimsuit's dry.
Oh, it's dry. It's a clean swimsuit. You didn't just get out. You didn't walk out of the pool to the Thanksgiving table.
I'm also going to wear a rash guard.
Oh, then you have a shirt. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But it sounds kind of fun to eat off the. Sounds like a challenge.
It sounds like the gummy bear. It sounds like the gummy bear challenge. It's where you whip cream over some gummy bears and you can't use your hands or utensils. So you just.
What kind of challenge is this?
Face and try and eat all the gummy worms out of the whipped cream.
Oh. Is this a Halloween game? I don't.
No, it's like a birthday game.
Oh, birthday party game. Oh. Sounds sugary.
Mm-hmm.
Get those birthday party kids all hopped up.
Hyped up. All right, next one.
Okay.
Would you rather have to eat a piece of pumpkin pie in which the cook accidentally switched the just guess.
Salt and sugar.
Bingo.
Oh no.
No. Or have to eat a bowl of mashed potatoes that contains three flies.
Fleas or flies? Well, either way. Well, fleas are pretty small.
L-I.
Flies.
Yeah, flies. Yuck.
Oh, okay. So, wait, what was the first part? Oh, they flipped the salt and sugar.
On the pumpkin
pie. So an extremely salty pumpkin pie or mashed potatoes with flies.
Yeah.
Well, the flies are extra protein. I don't want to eat. And I love salt, but I don't want a salty pie.
That sounds gross.
That sounds pretty bad. I can crunch up some flies. You can eat them all in one bite. This is those big deer flies. Then you really got to taste the wings.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd find out that flies are actually delicious, and then we'd want them on everything.
Have you ever eaten a fly?
Only accidentally when I was on a bike ride.
That sounds so gross.
Plop, 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 plop. It was all right. It's a nice little snack.
Yeah.
So I think do we all agree on eating flies?
No. I think I'm gonna do the pie, but since I'm going to the president, the president will just have it switched automatically.
Oh, the president's gonna send it back.
Eat that. Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna carry the pie to your presidential dinner, and the president will fix it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to eat that much salt.
Chefs. Yeah.
The elderly should watch their salt intake. Oh, whose question was that? We need the next one. Ello, hit us.
Go.
Would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner with a large group of extended family and friends or eat with just your immediate family and a few close friends?
Oh, I love a big Thanksgiving.
I love a big Thanksgiving.
Let's bring them all.
Let's bring them all.
Let's fly back to Wisconsin and go see the people. You know what I'm saying? They probably have great Thanksgivings.
I have a bigger family.
You have an even bigger family. What do you mean?
I mean, I have your family and mom's family combined.
Right. We'll all have to meet somewhere in the middle. What's between? We have to triangulate. Portland, Oregon, California, and Wisconsin.
And, like, where are you? Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I got family in Michigan.
Denver?
And Denver, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Iowa. We're all over the place.
Everywhere.
We're doing that big Thanksgiving party. That's
How
that's,
about we meet at Hawaii?
Yeah, let's just all meet in Hawaii. We'll have a luau Thanksgiving.
That sounds Perfect. Nice.
Andrew, next question, please.
Bum-ba-da-dum. Would you rather have your teacher over to your house for Thanksgiving dinner or eat Thanksgiving dinner at your teacher's house?
Oh, I would suppose that would depend heavily on which teacher we're talking about.
Which teacher?
You have too many teachers. You're in middle school now.
Let's just go with my homeroom teacher.
Homeroom teacher, okay.
Over to my teacher's house because my teacher has babies.
Oh, and you think babies are cute and that would be fun to see the babies together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Twins, specifically.
Oh, yeah, very adorable. Young. Very adorable. So,
okay, I would probably go eat Thanksgiving dinner at his house, I guess. He's a gamer.
Oh, a gamer. One of your teachers is a gamer, so you could learn about some like board games? Or like video games?
No, video games.
Oh, we can learn about some video games. Well, I don't have a teacher right now, so I'll go with you on that one. My favorite teacher from high school, Ms. Mittler, the theater teacher, she had an amazing house. I would love to go have Thanksgiving.
Did you see her house?
Yeah, we went over there several times when I was in high school and stuff, and her and her husband built this incredible house over the course of many years.
What's so cool about it?
It was just built with so much love. They just like slowly improved it and improved it and improved it. And every little detail was very well thought out. It was so comfortable and cozy.
Like
and
what? Like what's an
like
example?
They placed the stones in the kitchen floor by hand and the tile work and the different, there's a lot of textures. I think that was what was so interesting about their house, like stones and carpet and tiles, like everything, every area had a different kind of feel to it. It was really neat. I wish you could have seen that house. That'd have been cool. Anyway, that's a little tangent. Shout out Ms. Miller,
right.
Brunswick High School.
Go hello.
Where's my paper?
You dropped it, sir. You dropped your paper right on the ground. There it is. Right now we're back. Ground. Here we are. He's reading. Is this your last question? Is this?
Would you rather have the best tasting Thanksgiving dinner you can imagine with a group of strangers or only have tasting Thanksgiving dinner with your family and friends?
Oh, so mediocre.
Amazing with strangers.
Mediocre meal with your family and friends.
Amazing with strangers.
Yeah, this is a good way to meet new people. An amazing, the best Thanksgiving meal of your life with strangers.
Yeah. Get to know people, wowed by their food.
Yeah, you'd all commiserate over the amazing experience you're all having. Could have friends for life. I think we all agreed on that.
Three strangers. All right. Would you rather watch football after dinner or play football after dinner? So I don't like football. Is this American football?
It's about Thanksgiving, so I'm assuming it's an
American
themed.
Football. And I don't really like football. Definitely not playing football. My mom would kill me.
Well, what if it was flag football? That's safer.
That's safer. I'd like to try flag football.
It sounds heavy to play football right after Thanksgiving dinner.
That does not sound fun.
Where we famously overeat. So
it's Thanksgiving.
I could lay on a really comfy chair and watch football and digest just enough to then eat more food. That sounds perfect. Eldon, are you gonna go play football after?
Football, because then I burned.
Because then you work it out. Yeah. Oh, I see. Then you can eat more food.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Work it out.
All right, I'm gonna go play some football with Ello.
Play football. Okay.
Eldon, you got one more?
I do.
Oh, great. Please read
it. Would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner with your family or eat Thanksgiving dinner with three celebrities of your choice? And who?
You're already having dinner with the president, so he'll probably have several more celebrities with him, I suppose.
What was the question again?
Let me guess, guys.
Would you rather eat dinner with your family or eat dinner with three celebrities of your choice?
Well, so let me see. It's going to be
Mr. Beast,
Zach King.
And
Zach King.
And they're going to teach you how to become successful on YouTube. Yeah.
And probably Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except I would just hopefully get invited to Crunch Labs.
Get invited? Oh, have at Mark Rober's Crunch Labs dinner there? You can make some contraptions that feed you the food. Maybe he has a special way to cook a turkey.
Oh, instead of Zach King, instead of Mr. Beast, I would choose I don't remember his name. But it's the
Rube Goldberg. Arak?
No, it's the Rube Goldberg guy.
Oh, the Rube Goldberg guy. Joseph's Amazing Machines.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
He makes a lot of really cool
machines. That is good. I love how these are your celebrities. You're not like...
Ariana Grande.
Oh, how do you know that name? Swift. Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift. Ariana... Oh, how do you know those people? I guess he's paying attention to the culture.
Does anyone have like a billion subscribers on YouTube?
A billion? No, I think that's what Mr. Beast is going for. He wants to just have everyone on Earth be his subscriber.
I'm pretty sure.
But we're catching up. We have tens of subscribers.
That toy guy almost has.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure that toy reviewer who's a kid.
Oh, that kid toy reviewer. Yeah, what's that kid's name?
He is almost a billion. I don't know.
It's people have billions of views, but not subscribers. That would be like 1/8 of the entire world's population.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
Well, 1/8 of the entire world's population already decided to watch his video.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, right. Though he's got to be closer than anyone because he does all those channels in different languages.
He does so many different channels.
Crazy. We should get the Rathercast translated into other languages.
So he still wouldn't have one channel with a billion.
Right. It'd be across platforms, cross channels. Right.
He has gaming channels too.
Gaming channels, different language, reaction channels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good. Do we have one more question left for today? Last one, Ender?
Yes. I have one more. Would you rather not be able to talk during Thanksgiving dinner or not be alone to have dessert on Thanksgiving?
Wait, no talking or no dessert?
No dessert. I'm just going to have my Thanksgiving dessert the next day. Talking is too good because I would invite...
Yeah, you can have either the celebrities or the president or your family or those strangers. Well, maybe if you were having that amazing dinner with the strangers, you could skip the talking.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want to miss the amazing dessert. If you're going to pair up our would you rather questions, still, it seems better to hold off.
Yeah.
No talking, no dessert. But you're just cheating anyway. You're just going to save your dessert for the next day. What if it means no dessert? There is no dessert to eat the next day.
Well, then I'll just eat it a week later.
Oh, I see.
All dessert is gone from the planet.
In a world where there's no dessert.
Coming up next on The Rathercast.
Well, we did it. That was our November episode. We hope you enjoyed. We will be back with a December, probably holiday-themed episode with questions. If you have questions to submit, therathercast@gmail.com. Send us your ideas. We'd love to hear them, or if we got anything right or wrong this week.
Please bring us ideas.
There's no right or wrong answer to would you rather questions, unless it's would you rather.
Yeah, the right answer is the answer I picked.
We should find a really good question for the Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
For December, we should have a viewer send in a really good question.
Oh, okay. That's our goal.
Yes. A viewer can send in a good question. We'd love to share it. On the Rathercast.
All right. Well,
speaking of that, catch you next time on
The Rathercast. Would you rather show your love for the Rathercast by supporting the show? Or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons. Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a would you rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.